FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with Chandler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's Incredible Energy Consciousness, Mikael Mears' Financial Consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with Quantum Physics and Consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Today we have our wonderful psychic shaman Rai, who's with us, and I know that everybody enjoys getting readings from him, so we will be taking calls. In fact, probably one of the best ways to get a hold of him is through calling, because he does kind of get some questions and thoughts, and so to get the best reading, it is best to give him a call. So 248-545-SOUL, that's 248-545-7685. Call in early so you can get in queue so that you can get your questions answered. So welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
You're
looking
welcome.
Forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry I missed the last show. My goodness.
Oh. You didn't. That was
yeah,
me.
Oh, all right. Oh, all right. All right, cool. Well, so today we were thinking about talking about psychic protection of various kinds, right?
Yes, yes.
So, you know, there are lots of different techniques that are used out there for psychic protection, and you know, there are probably four major ones that I use. Do you work with psychic protection yourself, Lori?
Yeah, I call in. I have several different things that I do. I was part of a mystery school, so there's some really powerful prayers that they have tended to use, where you call in the four corners of the archangels and connect with that. I also do a connection with my own inner source to 100% pure love and light of source and make a connection there. And I think, you know, I also do a lot of different techniques for clearing. So, yeah, most of it I learned in the mystery school, which I find was a very great, a lot of great tools, interesting connections, but a lot of great tools.
All right. Well, cool. Well, yeah. Well, the first one that I learned was, again, from, you know, I'm a devotee of Paramahansa Yogananda. And the one that we learned first was basically calling in some, it sounded a little bit similar to what you do in terms of calling in the column of light. Mm-hmm. And you say a prayer around that. And that light, that's white light that we're calling in, and it's a very powerful column. And I think I may have mentioned on another show that when I lived in Manhattan, I know I've told others, when I lived in Manhattan, I would literally walk around and I would be saying this prayer and putting a column of white light around myself almost all the time. And it made me feel a lot more comfortable, and it also it's like a cocoon, you know. That's it's really a safe cocoon of light that I'm putting around myself, and you know, well, I won't go through the prayer. It's a very simple one, and you can do it. It's really your intention with all of these things that makes the difference in calling in divine protection. But basically, if you think about visualizing a column of light and surrounding yourself in it and asking for protection in love and light, then that is the one of the first ways that I learned anyway of doing the protection. And you know, I find that it doesn't protect you against everything, because there are still certain kinds of attacks that people can use that can sometimes get through that, but there are even more powerful ones that I've come to learn to use. But I recommend to people that they do that regularly to protect themselves. I also wear a bracelet that it's a different kind of protection. Again, this was blessed by the guru or his chief disciples, and it's made of copper, bronze, and gold. and it's wrapped. And this actually protects against the karmic effects of the planets. So, you know, we're all affected by the energies that come through the planets. But associated with some of those are karmic lessons that may come through. And this was a form of protection he gave us in order to minimize the karmic effects of the planet. And I never take my bracelet off, I'll tell you that. In fact, when I go to an airport, they'll look at it and say, I haven't taken it off in 30 years, I'm not taking it off now. And they let me through, you know. And let's put it this way, maybe the guru has done something about it, but it never sets off an alarm. So, you know, that's the kind of protection that I do. But, like you said, there are many different forms of it. And, you know, while white light is one level, there's actually gold liquid light, which is even more powerful.
You're breaking up a little bit. And I'm not sure if that's your connection and if it's okay. So I don't think we're back yet. We're talking with psychic shaman Rai, and we're talking about the connection with with creating a spiritual method of protection. He will be back with us when the connection gets a little bit stronger, I think. But why don't we go to our first break? This would be a great time to call in and get in queue for some. Oh, there you are. Are you back?
Did you lose me for a while there?
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit, actually. We're just about to go to break, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Where did you lose me? Oh, God. What was the last thing you heard?
Well, you were started to talk about the golden light.
Oh, okay. Good.
Like the golden liquid.
Okay, the golden liquid light. And basically what happens with the gold liquid light is you can paint this on anything. The gold liquid light can be painted on, for example, what I've done when somebody was under attack is I would paint the ceiling, the floor, the walls with gold liquid light, and then I would basically give it the direction that says only beings of the light can come through this gold, and anything that is not of the light shall be transmuted into light and taken to the source. And it's very, very powerful against any dark entities that may surround you. And I'm just going to – are you hearing me, Laurie?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Okay, because I don't know when there's dead air. Have you ever worked with gold liquid light at all?
You know, I've done it intuitively. Lots of different ways. One, I usually call in that as the Christed energy, because that's, you know, usually the energy that Jesus has been associated with. But when I do some of the clearings for houses, I've often intuitively wrap them in golden light, so kind of a golden, similar to what you're talking about. So yes.
Yeah, and you know, like I said in the beginning, there are all different forms of this, and there's no one rule about it,
right?
You know, and so it's whatever you're comfortable with. Go ahead, yeah. You want to say something?
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of people recently have been talking about the crystalline energy, which they like to connect with, and they say it's a higher vibration, but it's actually a vibration that's surrounding the planet right now. So using that crystalline with the golden light to bring it in. And that's just another, I mean, it seems that everybody sort of is expanding consciousness and coming into similar vibrations, similar interest. I think, you know, it's just, I think your biggest point that you made is that it has a lot to do with intention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, that's why, you know, people look to others for prayers and direction and protecting them. And, you know, really, so much, an individual can do so much by themselves, especially now because our consciousness is rising because of the rising vibration. And so You know, I encourage people, and I give them the tools. I just say, here, use this and as a form of protection, and they will. But if they don't have faith in the tool, if they don't really believe that it's going to work for them, I find that it doesn't, you know. And so it's really requiring a good sense of, you know, belief and trust and faith in what's going on.
Definitely. Mm. Definitely.
One of my favorites, my guardian angel is Archangel Michael, and Archangel Michael is a protector. He's the protector. He's the one who's now leading, or has been up to now leading the war against darkness with the Legion of Angels, but now Jesus is about to arrive, but Jesus has been leading the battle. But basically, I call on Archangel Michael to protect and put his legions around. If I know that somebody is under attack, or maybe under attack, or I'm doing certain work and I feel like I'm going to be under attack, I will call Archangel Michael, and I will call him to stand above me and protect me and put his legion of angels all around. And, you know, some people think that this is kind of fantasy or something like that. And maybe before I had sight, I read the stories, but when I will tell you that one time I was doing a session on a woman and she had been under attack for a number of years for various reasons. And Archangel Michael came to me and he said he's going to protect her. And he stood there and his sword went red hot to show that he was going to use all of his power available and nothing was going to harm this woman anymore. So it's very, very real. These entities, these divine beings, they're very real. And the more we trust in them and have faith in them, the more they do for us all the time. I just see miracles happening for people when they have that deep faith and understanding.
Yeah, it's a fascinating topic, because there's certainly a lot of people that connect in with Archangel Michael. I mean, Michael has the sword of light. He is definitely the one that, if you need protection, to connect with, as well as Gabriel's kind of more a kick-ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he shines the light. He is basically, I don't know how many people are aware of it, but talking about Gabriel shined the light in order to allow the reptilians the opportunity to leave this planet. And they did. On August 22nd, most of those who were reptilian actually left the planet just after Lucifer left the planet. And because people thought that Lucifer was of the dark, but he was the Archangel of Light, and he went up and joined with Archangel Gabriel, who was his twin flame, and he returned to God, and he was welcomed there because people had confused Lucifer with Satan, and Satan was removed from the planet too. So through Gabriel's work, because you brought up Gabriel, through the light that he shined, they could follow, the dark entities could follow it up to God, be transmuted if they chose. Now, some chose not to, but that's the kind of, you know, when you talk about kick butt, you know, that that's the kind of thing that that these entities are really capable of. And it's quite fascinating to get that sense of just what they're doing and who they are and what they're capable of. So,
nice.
Yeah.
We're going to go to our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have psychic shaman Rai with us. We are definitely going to be taking calls when we get back from break. So give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You can call us about anything. Doesn't have to be about psychic protection. But if you do have questions on that, it'd be great to add to the topic. You can also send instant feedback. Shaman Rai would prefer that you call in so that when he has questions, he can connect in with you and ask you the questions. Or you can just hold on with the instant feedback, listen to the questions, and answer us back. You are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Shaman Rai is a clear channel who has been devoted to the light and humanity for many lifetimes. Let Shaman Rai bring to you that which is your highest good. Let him guide you to shift your life and clear roadblocks to your happiness and success. Shaman Rai is offering an exclusive special that is only for Sky listeners of $50 for your first session with him. Call Shaman Rai now at 479-253-9807 to take advantage of this limited time offer of $50 for your first session. Call 479-253-9807.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. Today I have psychic Shaman Rai with us. We are going to be taking calls, so if you have a question, get ready to give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can come in on instant feedback, but it is better if you give us a call. All right, so we've been talking a little bit about spiritual protection, but you started talking about what was happening on the planet. So why don't you kind of go into that a little bit?
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, basically God had offered a dispensation. You know, the planet had been taken over by dark entities for many, many millions of years. And some of these were called reptilians. And there was a leader, I forget his last name, I think it's Prince Reginald was his name. And basically God said, you know, this is the time. I'm offering you dispensation now to leave. And if you leave at this time, you can remain as souls, and you can be reformed, let's say, in your thinking and your behavior. And so Archangel Gabriel was the one who came forward and shined the light, and they were to follow the light to God for this. And so Prince Reginald and his league, most of them went up to God and are now undergoing retraining, let's say. But some of them have stayed here, and those are being dealt with in a different way. And those that stay here, they actually are not going to remain as souls. They're just going to be – nothing is destroyed by God. Everything is regenerated in some way. Its energy is neither created nor destroyed. But they are going to be broken down into atoms rather than remaining as any kind of consciousness at the soul level. And so most of that was done. August 22nd was the date that was chosen. Most of them left on that date. And so most of the dark entities are gone, and you may be seeing the results of that now. Now, it's true, in Syria we still have things going on there, but it's really what is said is that the head of Syria is basically being used as an example of what's going to happen to the other dark entities if they don't choose. Now, most of these reptilians, actually, I should say, were within bodies of people. They had gone into them and were directing them into darker activities. But most of those are gone, and so you're starting to see a lot of change. One of the things I'm noticing around here, I'm in Arkansas, is I have not seen chemtrails around here for over a week, and that's very unusual. So I don't know if that's a result of what took place or not, but we'll see that.
What does that mean, chemtrails?
Oh, the chemtrails, what they were doing was they were putting these chemicals and metals into the atmosphere, and the jets, you would see them. It looked like it would just be smoke going through, but they were actually chemicals that were put up into the air in order to change the atmosphere. It was very harmful. It contaminated our soils, among other things, but it was really used to change the atmosphere and make it more acceptable, not to our race, but to the race of dark beings from another planet. That seems to have stopped, so at least in my area. So that's one good sign. I've heard other things, but since I haven't seen it myself, I don't want to say. But basically, we're really in a very glorious time. A while back, I would say going back about 2 months ago, I had a vision, which I may have reported here, I don't remember, but it was of an angel sitting on a white horse, riding on a white horse. And the first time I saw this, it was running left to right. And as I checked into it, I found that Revelation says that the angels on white horses will follow Jesus into the final battle. And then about 2 weeks later, a second angel came, and this time he was closer to me and heading in my general direction. Another 2 weeks later, a third angel, and anytime I see things in three, I know this is it. This is a really powerful message. And so a third time, the angel, and it was virtually in my face. It was so close to me. And then I had the feeling that Jesus was coming very soon, and we're getting ready for the final battle. This was prior to August 22nd. And so recently, my teacher had a vision where she saw an armada fly coming in. And I said to her, I think that this all has to do with the final battle. The last thing that I saw was that I had made communication with some beings in a ship. They said they were from the planet Antera. And when I asked them, well, why are you coming? They said they're coming for the final battle. So all of this goes together with the August 22nd date. All of this happened before the August 22nd date, and so I think we're now moving into that final battle, and other people are reporting that one person being Dr. Catherine May, who's channeling messages from God and Jesus, and it says very clearly that that we are about ready for things to happen, and it may happen in weeks and it may happen in a month or so, but we're about to see the great change and the great vibration rising and freedom on this planet, which is going to change so much in terms of freedom financially, our waters, the air being cleaned, and so much. So that's what I see is actually going to be taking place very, very shortly.
Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, you know, we've been hearing these things for such a long time, right?
Yeah.
But I just feel like, you know, there are, you know, I've read so much about the plans for the alternative financial system and how Saint Germain is involved in that. Saint Germain has been here many lifetimes, and Saint Germain did things many years ago to put things in motion so that we would have financial freedom in this world. There's no reason for us to be slaves to the banking systems and being in debt all the time and so much of our money going to governments that don't really serve us at all. So, you know, and I really believe, look, it's my belief that we've all lived many, many, many lifetimes. And why is it that we are, so many of us, all of us who are here now, focused here now, why are we focused on this time in particular? We made a choice about that for some reason. And I believe we all came in here in order to aid the ascension of the planet, and that's what I'm reading. God is saying, you know, this is not just for individuals. This is for the planet. It's for the universe. It's for the multiverse that's taking place. So I give gratitude, and you know, my love and I, we talk about this all the time because. One of the things that Jesus said in one of his messages, and I read this to her, was basically, you know, among other things that are going to shift is that, yes, we're going to live in a much higher vibration, in a state of love, which is the intention that God always had when he created everything, that everything would be in a state of love, in a space of love. What we have found is that state of love is so powerful. I mean, I was sitting in my office before, and I just feel her. I feel love for her, and I pick up the phone and I call, and she says, "I was expecting your call," something like that. You know, it's like people are totally connecting in that way. And one of the things that Jesus says, which we laugh about. Is that in this new world, in this new ascended higher vibration world, we're going to have our sexual experience is going to be extraordinary. And all I can tell you is, it's true. So, you know, there's a lot of glorious things that are taking place, in the universe. We have so many beings from so many planets who are surrounding us and doing the work, and so many others that have incarnated into the planet that, you know, I have met ascended masters who are in body. I have met Jesus's disciples who are in body, and they are just some of them, like my abilities opened up all of a sudden, some of them are just becoming conscious and awaken to who they have been and why they have been the way they have been in this lifetime. And so that's what I see is taking place, this total awakening of love and peace that is just absolutely glorious.
All right. Well, we're going to go to our next break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. This would be a great time to give us a call. I know that Shaman Rai likes to take calls, and I think that that's a nice part of the show. So if you guys have questions, this would be the time. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Shaman Rai also does a special for All Sky listeners. So if you would like to contact him for a private session, you can contact him. Leave a message on this number because he doesn't have it with him right now, but it's 479-253-9807. That's 479-253-9807. You can also find out more information on his website, shamanrai.com, and Rai is spelled R-A-I. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Paint Creek Center for the Arts invites you to attend one of the highest-ranked art festivals in the country, the 48th Annual Art and Apples Festival. Top artists from across the nation will showcase their work at Michigan's second-largest juried fine arts fair on September 6th, 7th, and 8th in scenic 30-acre Rochester Park. Experience a variety of fine art mediums, including glass, sculpture, painting, jewelry, clay, photography, wood, and more from over 290 exhibiting artists. The Art and Apples Festival attracts over 200,000 visitors each fall. And whether you're looking for unique art to display at your workplace, a special one-of-a-kind gift, or that perfect piece of fine art for your home, you can be sure you'll find it the weekend after Labor Day. And as always, the whole family will enjoy free kids' art activities, weekend-long entertainment from local and regional acts, three food courts, and delicious apple trees. The three-day Art and Apples Festival begins at 4 p.m. Friday, September 6th. Round-trip shuttle service from Rochester High School is available Saturday and Sunday. Plan your visit at www.artandapples.com.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have with us psychic Shaman Rai. We've been talking about, a couple different things. Spiritual protection, kind of the messages that are happening in the last little while. And we thought we would look at raising our vibration, which is a great topic, kind of fitting in with everything.
Cool. Well, let me ask you first, Laura. I know you've been in spiritual work for many, many years. And have you found... Have you found something that has worked for you in terms of – have you noticed your vibration shift in the last year or so?
I spent a lot of time looking at that kind of work. It's interesting because I think, you know, we can get caught up in our own stuff. As soon as we get caught up in our own stuff, you know, the fear vibration lowers that vibration always.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as long as we keep, you know, somewhat clear and then, you know, meditate. I mean, there's all sorts of things. Meditation, breathing, some of the new work that I'm doing, which is aligning the three brains, is kind of powerful, especially with the heart and finding out what the gut's wanting to talk about. But, I think it's something that, again, it's about intention. I just want to say as well, people, this would be a great time to call in, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. But I think, you know, so intention always is important. And, you know, being very conscious of the mood you're in or being conscious of what you're thinking about.
Yeah, those are great, great points. Yeah. You know, and, you know, I think a cornerstone is one of the first things that you mentioned, which is meditation. Because, you know, some people, when I say that to them, they say, but I've tried, you know, and my mind just keeps on running, you know. And I just really believe that if you will just stay with meditation, you know, and it doesn't have to be a long meditation. I think when I started out over 30 years ago, I probably spent about 15 minutes meditating, and then over time it gradually grew so that it could be hours at a time. But but some people get turned off because they say, "Well, my mind won't stop, so I don't think it's for me." For those people, first I'd recommend you continue to try it, but your breathing technique is a great one. I remember, I don't know if you used a 4-count or 12-count breathing, but when I lived up in New York State, I used to go out by a river and I would walk along and I would breathe in for, I believe it was a 4-count then, 4-count, hold for 4-count, expel for 4-count and hold for 4-count while I was walking and swinging my arms. And I found it to be, it would create, I'd feel the vibration coming up, and actually then I would sit down and meditate, and it would bring me into a very, very deep state very, very quickly. But those are two really basic ones, and some people and just find that walking in nature and being present to the energy that's there and everything that's around them and connecting to them, that's a beautiful way to meditate and to raise your vibration. You know, there's I don't know if they're pine trees, but almost any tree, wherever you have running water, you have negative ions. Where you have pine trees, you have negative ions. And all of these are so good for the body in terms of the health, but also for raising that vibration. So that's a really, really good way of doing it. Some people will just do gardening as a way of meditating, you know. But, you know, some of the other things that first of all, I want to say that, you know, I found that that a very big shift did take place for me in the last December, which a lot of people have noticed. You know, people were expecting suddenly to ascend on December 12th or 21st, mm-hmm. and people said, no, you know, nothing happened. Well, I know things happened for me. They happened at a spiritual level where I received certain messages and visions that I know shifted everything for me in my world. And so we are all, whether we meditate meditate or not, we're being impacted by the rising tide of the rising vibration of the Earth. The Earth vibration itself has gone up about 2 hertz in the last 20 years, and that's all part of the rising up of the new Earth that's taking place. So even if you do nothing, your vibration has shifted now. And if it hasn't shifted, well, then, you know, you'll have some choices to make as we go forward, you know, into this new world that we're creating. But one of the things that I find very powerful in raising the vibration, there are certain prayers that are very, very powerful. One that I like was one that was given by Ascended Master Kuthumi, and it's called I Am Light. And there are certain prayers that have encoded into them, into the words, they have divine vibrations in them. And so when you say them, your vibration is raised up as well. And it's a beautiful prayer, and I'm just going to say it so that everybody can experience it. But it's I Am Light. Glowing light, radiating light, intensified light. God consumes my darkness, transmuting it into light. This day, I am a focus of the central sun. Flowing through me is a crystal river, a living fountain of light that can never be qualified by human thought and feeling. I am an outpost of the divine. Such darkness as has used me is swallowed up by the mighty river of light, which I am. I am. I am. I am light. I live. I live. I live in light. I am light's fullest dimension. I am light's purest intention. I am light, light, light. Flooding the world everywhere I move, blessing, strengthening, and conveying the purpose of the kingdom of heaven. And in there is, you can hear the words when you listen to them, you know, here we are, all we are beings of light. And we think we're solid, but we're just beings of light. And so we're raising our light quotient by calling in more light, which raises our frequency, and we're transmuting the darkness that may have accumulated within us from emotions and traumas and memories that were there. And in there, it also talks about the central sun. And I don't know if, you know, people realize this, but prime creator, that which created all of the universe, all of the multiverses, all of the suns, all of the gods, that is what is known as the central sun. That is the prime creator. And within our part of the universe, we have a god that sits over it and directs it. So by taking that prayer on, we are transmuting the darkness, calling in the light, and recognizing that we are an outpost of the divine God itself, because that's who we are. That's how we were created, as part of God itself. Mm-hmm. So I find that to be very, very powerful, and anytime you take that and take that on. Another technique for raising, which is much more advanced, and it may have been something that you said, I couldn't quite hear. You said something about working with the chakras. What was that, Lori? What were you saying about that?
Well, I mean, I didn't actually say anything about the chakras, although
you said something about the heart. I'm not sure what you were saying
there. Yes. Yeah. I have this part of the new work that I do is working with the three brains. So it's working with the gut brain, the heart brain, and the head, and coming into alignment so that you're coming from the highest expressions. That each of the prime functions of the brains, which is very interesting, but the heart is, you know, the heart is the seat of the soul, so it's definitely the leader and the empress or the emperor of our bodies to connecting with everything.
Yeah. Actually, one of the things that I do, it's called the unified field. And there are actually two hearts. There is the heart that we know, and then there's the high heart, or by the thymus. And that is the seat of the soul there. Or and then what we do is we actually make it – we do some spinning, it's called. It's making the chakra spin into a single unified field, bringing the heart, the high heart, and the throat chakra all into one. And we do that at different levels. There are three different groupings, and then ultimately they're brought into one. And as you combine the chakras into one energy field, into one large field, you gain greater access to the information in the higher dimensions. And that's where we're all going to be communicating from at some point, the fifth dimension and beyond. So those are a few of the techniques that we're using at this point and highly recommend to people for their personal development at this point.
Cool. Let's go to our last break. When we come back, we won't have a lot of time, but if somebody wants to give us a call, it would be a great time to call 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have psychic Shaman Rai with us. We've been talking about protection. We've been talking about some of the energies that are going on and also about raising our energy. So this has been a great informative show. You can find out more information about Shaman Rai at his website, shamanrai.com. Rai is spelled R-A-I. You can also take advantage of his special for Sky listeners only at his phone, 479-253-9807. That's 479-253-9807. We'll be right back. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Shaman Rai is a clear channel who has been devoted to the light and humanity for many lifetimes. Let Shaman Rai bring to you that which is your highest good. Let him guide you to shift your life and clear roadblocks to your happiness and success. Shaman Rai is offering an exclusive special that is only for Sky listeners of $50 for your first session with him. Call Shaman Rai now at 479-253-9807 to take advantage of this limited time offer of $50 for your first session. Call 479-253-9807.
Laughing all the time, my mind, my way. Hey, my mind, my way.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with psychic Shaman Rai. Shaman Rai will be back with us on the 20th, so for all of you who have been too quiet to send in your questions, join us again on the 20th so that you can get your questions answered. All right, well, this has been an interesting topic of a show. We've been talking about a lot of different things. I know that you want to end it off with a new topic, or it's actually joined.
We've been talking about vibration and raising our vibration, and you know, we look at ourselves and we think of ourselves as being very, very being solid, and in fact all we are is vibration. And this really came home to me one time when I was with a group who was meditating, and the vibration in the room rose to a very high level. And as what happened was that all of a sudden, all I saw the people as was energy, vibrations. I could not see their faces. I could not see their bodies. And in fact, as I sat in the chair, my feet, I felt them go through the floor because it all just became vibration. And that made it very concrete to me, a lesson that the guru had taught to me, which was basically that we are vibration, and the way to understand this, and which quantum physics is now reporting, is that imagine that there's the ocean out there, and that is the quantum soup that's out there, that's floating around, that we all are part of. And imagine a bubble or a little wave coming up to the surface, a white foam coming up to the surface, and suddenly you see this wave or this bubble becoming differentiated from this great ocean or this great quantum soup. That little bubble or wave or foam that comes to the surface is who we actually are. We are always part of this big quantum soup, this great vibration that Prime Creator created. It's just that at certain times we've become differentiated from, but not separate from, part of that ocean, that great ocean of creation, basically, so that we are not what many of us have been taught. We are not this total separate entity. And so when we talk about telepathic communication, my love and I have great telepathic communication. You know, I may have said before, you know, I was sitting in my office and all of a sudden I felt this urge to give her a call, and she picked up the phone and she said, "I knew you were calling." You know, and we all have that capability. Why? Because we are all truly connected through the quantum soup, and it's just that we are coming out at different times from that quantum soup and being one and being one person for a period of time. And so that's how this whole thing about, do we have multiple lives? Do we have, you know, are there past lives and things like that? Well, just imagine, you know, this great quantum soup, periodically we're popping out to the surface and appearing at different times and getting different consciousness experiences. Does that make sense to you, Lori, or what's your reaction to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I have actually a quantum physics speaker that comes on my show once a month, and we've talked about this very thing just a last couple times. So that's, you know, he has a different spin on it at some points, but it's, you know, mostly the same thing. The article I wrote this month was all about that as well, kind of looking at the rules of the game and what we're here to do and why we're here. So yeah
interesting. And so, you know, that's why you know, when Prime Creator says, okay, game is over, you know, it's like, okay, well, now we want the ocean to calm down and all of this going on, and we're going to bring peace to that vibration. And so that's what's happening now, is the vibration is shifting, and we're moving from a dualistic kind of consciousness that we created because we wanted this experience, so that we can be at a higher vibration and move on into a whole different glorious experience. And you know, how I experience it, this is just how I experience it lately since I've been with my love, is that like I left the house this morning and I could literally feel my whole body in a state of vibration. And I think we're all going to feel that way. And I think you said it earlier, Lori, you know, that sense of joy and happiness that's there with the love, that comes with the higher vibration. As long as we are not taken down by the fear and we're not taken down by past memories that have no relationship to who we are and what we're all about at this point. So, and you know, that's why a lot of the, you know, talking about the changes that are coming, you know, in the Bible, it said the lion will lay down with the lamb. I work for a not-for-profit animal refuge, and that actually is for big cats. And, what is interesting is the children who are coming into the world now have a very we've heard about the indigos and the crystalline children and all of that. But what I'm experiencing on a day-to-day basis is that the children are coming in with many more of them with a real sense of connection to big tigers, big lions, you know, the big animals, and many of them are having dreams about them. And I think this is all part of the shifting that's taking place, a greater consciousness that we're all one and connecting to it in all levels.
Well, that should be an interesting topic. Maybe we'll talk about that next time on the 20th.
All right.
All right. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have psychic Shaman Rai. You can find out more about him on his website, shamanrai.com. Again, Rai is spelled R-A-I. Check it out. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. Have a great day.